doesn't matter who you are. This world gonna leave some battles.
WJTL, Toby Mac Scars come with Livin' before that Landry Cantrell Beyond and Calling Glory. I am set free. You were showing me a Toby Mac Instagram post about one of his singers this morning.
Yes, a new one of his background vocalist gals has a little stripped down version of Build My Life. It's really good.
Man, it was beautiful. Good morning to you. Happy Winning Wednesday, 7:05.
Yes, it is a gorgeous day. I'm happy. It's sunshiny out and it's Winning Wednesday. And I love our prize today. We're going to be giving away cupcakes. Who doesn't like a good cupcake?
I know.
It's to celebrate the kids' cookie break party that's popping up at Lancaster Cupcakes' birthday celebration. It's going to be at their Granite Run location Saturday, July 27th. Please listen in all day as we're going to celebrate early with your chances to win a half dozen cupcakes from the Lancaster Cupcakes.
This morning, our very special guest is one of our favorite people in the whole world. Stacey Gagne is with us. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you very much. And the sun's out.
Oh, is it a beautiful?
It's not 100 degrees.
Yeah. It is gorgeous.
For those who don't know, Stacey does so much here at WJTL, but she's in charge of our office and doing all that kind of stuff. She does your donations and just so many different things. The news.
You
were doing
the
news yesterday. You're doing tours today.
I'm here. I'm there. Yeah. I'm everywhere.
But today you're here as the person who organizes the Kids Cookie Break Fest volunteers.
Yeah.
So tell us first about Kids Cookie Break Fest for those who don't know.
Yes. Well, 1 month from today is this year's Kids
Crazy.
Cookie Break. And I love Kids Cookie Break Fest. It's like a bouncy, colorful, fun day here at the Junction Center. It's a carnival and a music festival for kids and their families. So we've got all kinds of different artists in Landis Hall that are performing. Lots of fun going on there. We've got bounce houses. We've got games, pedal cars. We now have an outdoor stage where we've got more fun going on out there.
Yep.
And it's just a day for families to come out and just have a blast here at WJTL with us and our staff and our volunteers who help out throughout the year. And then we invite more people to come and join us.
And it's absolutely free. And it does take, how many volunteers do you have, Stacey?
Oh, man. It's 100 and something that I'm looking for, I think. And tons of volunteers, tons. And it's two separate, we have a 10 till 2 and a 3 till 7. So two different opportunities that people can come and sign up for. And then we have volunteers from before everyone arrives till after everyone leaves. So lots going on that day.
So I love, one of my favorite parts is right when all the volunteers arrive early Saturday morning and they're over there with you getting their t-shirts, because they get a t-shirt.
Right, you get a t-shirt.
And so that we all match.
Yes.
So if anybody says, "Where, you know, what do I do?" We'll go ask that person.
Find the person, whatever color we pick this year.
Yeah, very cool. So if folks want to sign up to volunteer, what are some of the different areas where they can help?
Yeah, there's lots of fun areas from the moment you come onto the property till throughout the day. We've got people helping with parking. We have a simple craft. We have ticket taking. We have people handing out the Chick-fil-A meals. You get to be right there with the yummy chicken.
Yeah.
And we do actually have Chick-fil-A meals for our volunteers as well.
Sure.
So that's fun. We have carnival games. We have bounce houses. We have pedal cars. People who help the artists with their merchandise. People helping with concessions.
So it sounds like a great way to, like, kids can bring, like, the youth groups can come out and volunteer together, or your community group, because we're about Christ Community Music. So this is a big community day to bring your friends and, like, maybe they could tackle an area together and help you out, Stace.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had people sign up as a club. We've had people sign up as a small group. We have maybe an older child and father or mother come, or siblings, all kinds of different
sometimes grandparents
of
because their kids, their grandkids are here.
Definitely.
And they're like, well, I want to serve my grandkids. So.
And we really have a variety. You know, I was listing through the different options of things to do, and there's a variety. Some of them are more involved and hands-on than others, and some of them, like the craft, you're basically just being there to oversee the kids and make sure they get what they need to color. You know, so there's a little bit of, if you need to sit, there's places where you can sit. There's, you know, a little bit of everything.
How about age? How old do you have to be?
14 and older.
Okay, 14 and older. And if you want to sign up to help, how do you do that?
That's right. If you want to sign up, if you go to WJTL.com right now, my blog is up and there's a link in my blog. It's also up at Facebook. You can email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at WJTL.com, or call WJTL 717-392-3690 extension 301, and I can talk you through the process. But it does help if you go and look at the sign up. It kind of gives you an idea of all the times. There's different time breakdowns depending on which area you're serving to.
Right.
So,
Kids Cookie Break Fest is happening 1 month from today,
Yay!
August the 24th. Two identical programs, 10 to 2, 3 to 7, and we can't do it without you.
That's right.
We'd love for you to sign up. Go to WJTL.com, click on Stacy's blog, and the link is there and all the info is there. If you need more questions, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at WJTL.com. She'll fill you in. We'll talk more with Stacy about some of the opportunities. She'll tell us some stories, too, I'm sure, about great volunteering. All